Okay, good afternoon. Are you a solo rider?
Yeah, solo rider.
Okay, name and totem?
Chris the Ram Ragsdale.
Chris the Ram Ragsdale, sounds good. Is that some sort of male of the mountain goat species?
Exactly, you've got it. The bighorn sheep.
Nice, nice. You just say something about your plans. Is this your first ride? What are you looking forward to, et cetera?
This is my second year. I raced last year. Did it in 31 hours, 12 minutes last year. It's my goal to improve on that. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Awesome. That sounds cool. And what are you going to be eating?
Primarily Ensure, Ensure Plus. And we've got a lot of Clif blocks on hand. Those new blocks are pretty popular. And Perpetuum, yeah.
Nice. Sounds like Ensure is pretty popular this year. Any final statements about this?
I just wish everybody a safe ride and look forward to getting out to 29 Palms.
Awesome. Best of luck out there.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508. Can I get your totem name?
Red-Eyed Vario.
Interesting. And are you a veteran? Is this your first time?
No, I'm a rookie. This is my first time out.
Good to hear. And is there anything you're looking forward to in particular? Anything that scares you a little bit?
Over the past couple of months, I've been somewhat intimidated about the ride because the most I've ever done is a 400 miler. So,
Okay. Well, you know.
So this being 500, I just, just a little bit different thought process as far as when to go hard and when to go easy. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm concerned about.
And is there any dietary issues on your 400 that you're switching up for this this one?
No, actually, the 400, it was actually a brevet, so it was just basically wherever I could find something to eat, I ate. So I ate solid foods a lot. So I think the big difference is this is going to be a supported ride, so I'll have liquid nutrition most of the ride. Yeah.
Good to hear. Do you have any final comments or questions, or comments, I guess?
No, my first goal is to finish, and secondary goal is to beat everybody from San Diego.
15 minutes past 12 here in Santa Rita. We got our third checked-in rider. You just tell us what your name and your totem is.
My name is Mike DeNoma. My totem's Red Wolf.
Nice. And you're a rookie. You're a repeat performance here.
A rookie. Rookie for life.
Stoked about it. Are you excited or scared?
I'm excited. I think it'll be interesting.
Nice. And what are you fueling on this this time around?
Not much. This is my third event in a series of three that I'm raising money to eradicate the commercial viability of child pornography on the internet. So it's a big day for that, and third in the series for me to do this, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. What are you going to be, what would you prefer if someone offered to you, chili dogs or sustained energy?
Sustained energy, I think.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Old enough to follow directions.
Okay, good afternoon, guys. We've got a two-person relay team here. Can you tell us your names and your totem, please?
Andreas Casido, Red Kangaroo.
Paul Skilbeck, Red Kangaroo.
I noticed some accents on you guys. Where are you guys from?
I was born in California, but my father's Colombian, my mother's Chilean.
And me, I was born in London, but my parents are Australian, and I learned bicycle racing in Australia, where I lived for 10 years. So I'm a bit of a... I've been living in California now for 8 years.
Okay, so you're both Californian-based, at least. Are you guys rookies to this, or is this going to be a repeat performance?
It's... this is the first time that we've raced together. We've both done ultra-cycling races before. Andres has been part of a four-person Ram team and competed here at the Furnace Creek a couple of years ago. I raced here last year and in the two-person team, and my teammate and I won the two-person team category outright last year. And so one of the motivations for me this year is to is kind of to show up and defend the title. And Andres is a bit stronger than the guy I raced with last year. We're really going to... We're expecting some very stiff competition from McNulty and Peterson, the Hammerhead team, and quite frankly, they're better cyclists than we are, and there's not going to be much we can do about it if they ride away from us. However, you know, if you don't show up to defend your title, then you never know what may have happened. So the fact that, and also it's a bike race, and anything can happen in a bike race. you know, they certainly haven't got it. They haven't got it won yet, and they're going to have to fight pretty hard for it if they want to win it.
Nice. Any secret weapons up your sleeve, like hot dogs with Gatorade injected in them or something like that? Or are you just going to be your hard work and perspiration?
We're just going to race smart.
Nice.
I in particular, I do a lot of training on the CompuTrainer. By carefully selecting my training sessions, I've raised my power output about 15% over last year. What the CompuTrainer does is that a lot of cyclists who compete in this race, and I've seen them do this, they get to the top of the hill and they think I've earned a rest. And so they kind of coast, if you don't, they soft pedal and they coast. If you ride on a CompuTrainer, then it trains you not to do that. And so you put out more watts on the downhill and go faster on the downhills. And so in that sense, you know, and that's probably our secret weapon. We had something planned for if it gets really, really hot. We figured out a really good cooling system. But it looks like we're not going to need to use that this year. Fingers crossed.
Can you let us into the secret of that secret cooling system?
Yeah, it's something that we figured out during a race across Oregon this year where, you remember the heat wave that we had a few back in July? Okay, so that was race across Oregon week. And so we're racing in temperatures of 110 to 115 degrees. And what we worked out is if you got three Glad bags and fill them with ice and you duct tape them together, and so you have one that's kind of on the back of your neck and one that's here, like they're both facing inwards. So you got one here, one on this side. And so you're really cooling all of the blood that's going into your brain. It makes a huge difference.
Wow, well, it sounds like you guys are totally prepared. And who knows, luck may be with you. So good luck and go get them.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, good afternoon. You're a solo rider, right? What's your name and totem?
Steve Sheets, Redtail Hawk is my totem.
Nice, and I believe you're a veteran of the ride?
Why, yes, sir, I am. Thank you. I was stupid enough to do this back in 2004 when we had the Atomic Winds.
I've heard many tales of the Atomic Winds. Are you looking for a personal record, I guess?
I'm looking for a personal finish at this point because with the winds there was just no way I was doing it, but that's, you know, that's in the past.
Nice, commendable for sure. I've been asking a lot of people this, but what are you going to be eating on the ride? Is it going to be hot dogs or is it going to be pounded drinks?
It's going to be several things. I'm working with Ensure. Uh-huh. Everybody loves Ensure on these rides. I'm going to be working with some sustained energy, and I'm also going to be eating turkey wraps as those things get disgusting and everything starts to fall apart.
Awesome. Well, best of luck out there, and hope to see you on the road.
Grazie, will do.